Okay, so we're back. I guess this is part 8. We're probably going to be up to part 700 by the time we're done with this process. But, all right, so it's climbing in temperature. The light changes where we left off. So it went from what, a neon
to a purple? And now it's actually red, and the temperature is just about there.
Awesome.
225.
225. What is our target?
230.
230.
Yes.
230 degrees Celsius. Okay.
It should start moving any minute now.
There it is. And okay. It is moving.
So we have plastic coming.
Awesome. Okay. And we're going to be quiet now and let's listen to it print.
Yeah. So it's printing a very thin line of plastic. It's each individual strand is barely visible, especially because the plastic is clear, see-through. And it's going pretty fast. It's since it's building the chain links, it's building them layer by layer. So it's already done, I think, one layer. It's on its second layer right now.
Oh, wow. Of the whole chain links.
Of the whole chain.
Yeah, because it's just going to slice them up from the bottom. So all the links, but only their bottom 100 millimeters, or what? Actually, rather, we think this is on 300 right now? 300?
Maybe 300 microns.
300 microns? Wait, no, not 300. 300 microns?
Yeah, so okay. Each micron should be a thousandth of a millimeter?
Should be a thousandth of a meter.
Millimeter.
Of a millimeter?
Yeah.
So it should be, yeah, that's right, 1 millionth of a meter, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right, so then in that case, yeah, 300 microns is what we're thinking it's at right now? Okay.
Right.
Got it. A human hair being 45 microns thick for comparison purposes. All right. So
it's printed maybe... It's hard to tell at this point because it's trying to print the chain links in place. So I'm not sure how much it has printed, but it looks like it's printed about 1/5 or 1/4 of the whole model. It's supposed to finish this in
15 minutes, but
yeah.
Okay, wait, anything else to describe, or should we be quiet?
So it looks like it is maybe printed less.
Okay,
so
yeah. All right, we'll just let it the recording finish with the sounds of the printer. And this is from the front face towards the LCD. I know I said I won't talk, but I'm actually going to go above it so we can hear the fan and everything without touching it, because we can't go too close since it is actually being guided and moving. But this is the best audio spot right here.